Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Hey guys, welcome back to Not So Silent. So it is just me today. I'm doing a solo episode, and for some reason I'm really nervous because I feel like I'm going to be talking about serious things for the most part in this episode. And I'm always joking around. So I'm okay, no, I want to sit down with you guys and actually talk about real shit. So today's episode, I'm also looking at my phone. I have a bunch of notes. So if that's why I'm looking down, you know why. But today we're going to be talking about how to survive dating, hookups, and heartbreak without losing yourself, which I feel like it's something that no one talks about. Everyone talks about heartbreak and losing people, but losing yourself during that is actually very scary, and it happens so often. It happens to me very often, at least, so I definitely want to talk about it. I'm so nervous. Okay, let's just get into it. So this is going to be about just one night stands, hookups, just long-term, every single relationship. You can even take this and kind of put it into friendships as well. I feel like are also, you can take that and run with it. So first thing I want to talk about is recognizing when you're losing yourself. So this is very, very general, but I feel like for me, at least, it happens so often. I get so attached to people that come into my life that I really, really love and that I really care about. And I mean, that's a good thing, but attached to the point where how they act towards me depicts my mood, which I feel like is so dangerous. For example, if someone's leaving me on red, if someone is quick to respond to me, if someone's being dry to me, those things will depict my mood for the day. And I feel like that is being so dependent on someone else for what? And I feel like that is when you know you are kind of slipping away from yourself, because again, that's not fucking normal. And again, something that I used to do a lot is put my life on pause for other people, which this can go two ways. I feel like sometimes it happens, emergencies will happen or things will happen where you kind of have to get out of your routine and do what you something for someone else. That's super important. But it comes to a point and a boundary where if you're skipping the gym that you usually do every day, if you're skipping, for example, I make content and sometimes if I'm talking to someone, I will, for example, text them or be on FaceTime with them when I'm supposed to be working, when I'm supposed to be making content. And that is what I'm talking about when I'm saying putting your things on pause for someone else. For example, if they need a ride somewhere, getting out of your routine and getting up and having to go give them a ride, things like that. Again, it can happen a little bit here and there, but when it's every single day, that's a problem. And something else that I struggle with a lot is I talk to ChatGPT about this all the time. And I'm kind of on this journey right now where I'm very much, and I don't know if it's because I'm in the public eye, I think it has to do with that a little bit, but I'm someone that deep down seeks validation from external sources. So my audience, for example, the people that I speak to, the men that I speak to, the people that I'm in a relationship with. And that is so dangerous because again, you don't have any sort of, you don't even know what your worth is because you are seeking it from other people. And you think what other people are giving you, that is what you deserve. And I feel like that is so dangerous again. And these are little things where you can catch where okay, I'm losing myself, because these are the things that happen to me and continue to happen to me because I don't learn from my lessons. But that's why we're here. But yeah, so even your confidence level, your self-esteem, their validation depicts that, which I feel like is not good at all. And something that happens to me a lot too is I am always giving. I'm always, and this is how I am with every single relationship, whether it's with my parents, with my friends, with men, I'm always giving. I'm always I'm also a fixer. I think I can fix men. I think I can fix their problems. I think I can I don't know. I just want to coddle them, which is also an issue. But what I mean by that is you can't really pour from an empty cup. And I'm always giving, do you want to ride here? Let me call you an Uber, this, and that. And it's just I'm getting nothing in return. So that back and forth is draining, especially when you are constantly doing it and wondering, am I doing something wrong here for them not to reciprocate the same energy? So that's another point where you're okay, this is not healthy. This is draining and I'm losing myself within this relationship. I do want to move on and talk about the danger of hookups, temporary fulfillment versus real connection. Yeah, guys, I told you this was going to be a deep talk. But my thing is, so I am 23 years old. I wouldn't say that I'm in like the dating game. Like, I don't want to talk to men. I'm also in the point in my life where I don't even really care to talk to men. Like, I don't want to know about you. I don't care to know about how many siblings you have. I don't care to know about your favorite color. I'm just so right now focused on me. But because of things that have recently happened, you know, like with my ex, situationships, things like that, where now I'm sitting here talking to you guys in the process of my like self-love journey and stuff like that, where I'm like, you know what? I'm done with this bullshit. I'm drained. And it's time to put all that energy that I'm always putting out to these men to myself. So what I want to say is that hookups, like the thing with hooking up with people is that it's fun. Like, it's fun. Like, you get out there, whatever it is. But to me, it's like, I can't do just the casual hooking up. I can't do the casual sex. Like, I don't know what it is. And I don't know if it's because I get attached, if it's like, which by the way is okay. Like, I feel like it is so normalized now where casual sex is like fine. And you like, you cannot get attached, where I'm like, how do you not get attached to someone that was inside of you? I don't know. It's just like, it doesn't make sense to me. I can't do that. Like, my brain can't be like, oh, this is just casual. Like, don't catch any feelings. I can't do that. Other people can, which I applaud them for. I just can't fucking do that. So I'm talking off of my experience. But hooking up, when I hook up with people and it's casual, I feel like shit after. Like, I feel like, what the fuck did I just do? I feel empty after. And I feel like that is a way for me at least to crave some sort of connection in my life, to crave some sort of companionship, which, again, I'm seeking outside sources for that because I don't have that inside of me. I shouldn't be searching and like hooking up and having sex with people just to feel some sort of comfort. I should already be feeling that within myself. Again, that comes with a self-love journey and healing and all that stuff. But I feel like people do that so often that it's so normalized and people don't understand why they're doing it. And they just call it the hoe phase, but it's so much deeper than that. And my thing is like, whenever I do hook up with someone too, and it's like, for example, a situationship, whatever it is, again, like I said, I get attached. I don't know. I just get attached, and I always attach expectations to that person. Whether it's, for example, we're not together, we're not dating, this and that, I always have some sort of expectations, and maybe that's wrong. But again, this is why I can't do situationships. This is why I can't do one night stands, hookups, because I always have some sort of expectation out of that. Oh, okay. We're intimate. Okay, cool. Are you going to text me? If you don't text me, I'm going to be pissed, you know? So that's why I can't do that. And my thing is, like, so many people get into situationships, and I talk about this with my friends all the time. I understand it's casual, whatever the fuck. You aren't together. You aren't dating. You aren't anything. It's just, you know, sex. But my thing is, like, it can be that, whatever. If you can do that, it can be that, but you can still have your boundaries. Like, casual doesn't mean careless, in my opinion. I feel like everyone as a person has to have some sort of boundaries when it comes to anything. And it doesn't matter if it's casual and, like, they cross boundaries. No one is allowed to cross your boundaries, not even your parents, not even your friends. So why are you giving this person that you're being intimate with the ability to cross your boundaries and you're okay with it? Don't do that. That's when it starts getting dangerous. That's when you start, you know, start losing yourself within this situation that you're in. I feel like also, like I said before, everyone is craving companionship and that's normal for humans to do. I just feel like putting your self-worth though and your standards below and kind of ignoring red flags that you're seeing just to get that connection, again, dangerous, because you need to start healing that part of yourself that is, you know, that void is at with yourself. Like, you can't go to another, you know what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm trying to say? I feel like you know what I'm trying to say. I'm bad at like talking about serious things because like I'm always joking around, but like I want to talk about this. I feel like it's very important, and I've been through scenarios like this. I've been through all of this. I've lost myself so many times with my ex, with situationships, with hookups, and I'm just like, I need to fucking talk about it because I feel like no one talks about it. Everyone just talks about how fun hooking up is, but it's actually fucking draining. I'm sorry. But yeah, I also talked about how I also had a one-night stand a few months ago, And tell me why that was like the worst experience of my life ever. It was not fun. It was not, it was exciting. It was, and I think that's what draws people in, the excitement. The excitement when you are like going to hook up with someone or there's a plan to hook up with them, whatever it is. But after you're done, it's just like, okay, like why, I'm always like, why did I do that? I remember I had my one night stand and I literally like cried the entire day the next day. Like I was just like, why did I do that? Like I feel like shit. But I also want to talk about, I'm moving fast because I do want my episodes to be a little bit shorter. So I'm trying not to yap as much, but I want to move on to heartbreak and how to keep yourself intact after heartbreak. Heartbreak is very difficult, obviously. I feel like heartbreak is definitely grieving. It's grief. It's grieving the loss of someone, whether it's a friendship, a relationship, a situationship, whatever it may be. Someone that was in your life for a significant period of time. And with heartbreak, I feel like you are losing a part of yourself. And for example, with my ex, I don't want to keep talking about my ex, but that was one situation where I was, you know, I was in that for 7 years. So I have a lot to talk about with that. And I was, again, you become very dependent on these people. And I was not eating, was not sleeping. I was not doing the things that I used to do in my life. Same thing with my situationship when that ended, which I'm not going to get into just for sake of respect. But yeah, it sucks. Heartbreak really fucking sucks. And it feels like the end of the world, but it's really not. And I think that's why I'm sitting here after this situationship. Like I wouldn't say I'm like all happy. I would say there is a part of me that kind of is very sad, is a little bit heartbroken over the way things ended and the whole thing, because this is the next, this is this like person that I've gotten the closest with after my 7 year relationship. So this was a very, very big part of my life. And where was I going with that? I don't know. I feel like it's, what I was saying is that it's a big part of your life. And yeah, I just feel like there's a little bit, there's a piece inside of me. This is where I was going with it. There's a piece inside of me that is heartbroken, that is sad, yes. But I know now, because I've been through heartbreak before, that it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of my life. I'm going to get over it. Time heals. And I feel like that is what I'm so grateful for, going through that experience with my ex, thinking that my life was over when we broke up, but my life was just beginning. So I know now that it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the road. And there's so much more to life for you. But I do also want to say that you are not grieving them or the person that you just lost, right? Your ex, whatever it may be. You're grieving who you were with them. So again, like I said, you're very dependent. For me, with my situationship, I was very like pushing my life aside for him. FaceTimes while I should have been working, going to bed late when I should be sleeping because I have important events in the morning. Things like that where I'm like, that's how I was with them, which maybe, again, it's not the healthiest version of who I am. It's not like my best self, but that's who I was in a period of my life. So you're kind of almost grieving the person that you lost, while also grieving who you were and the version you were with them, which I feel like people don't really talk about. It's always like we're grieving them, we're, you know, losing them, but we have to grieve also the part that we lost from ourselves. And I want to talk about not rushing to heal, because there's a difference between distraction and healing, which obviously people are probably like, okay, that's so obvious. But bouncing from relationship to relationship, getting with someone else is not healing. It is not, oh, I found my person now, especially right after you've lost, you know, your ex or whatever it is. You need time to heal. And I don't care what happened in your relationship. It ended off good, great. It ended off bad, great. But either way, you need time to heal. You need time to kind of like reflect back on how you've been in that relationship, what went down, and how to heal from that. I feel like that is so important. Journaling, going to therapy, again, whether it ended on good or bad terms, you need to kind of restart life again with yourself. And I feel like that's, again, something people don't talk about. Whenever I kind of like end a relationship or whatever it is, I stop talking to a person, I always feel some sort of emptiness. And I feel like that's very normal because that emptiness was them, right? So you have to, the way to start healing is to heal that, where you don't have to feel that emptiness because you're so filled with joy and self-love from yourself, where you don't need that from other people. And especially after a heartbreak or a breakup, you are so low right now. Please don't get into another relationship because you don't even know who the fuck you are. And I also wanted to talk about, I want to talk about closure really quick and how there's this really big stigma that you need closure from people that leave your life, but you need closure from yourself. I don't know if I believe so much in closure. I believe in closure with myself. I don't believe in other people need to say something for that to be closed off. Like, I didn't get closure with my ex. I didn't get closure with my situationship. And those are the things that make you spiral. At least that make me spiral. So I'm like, oh my God, I didn't get closure. Like, what are they thinking about? What are they doing? Are they thinking about me? No, you need to, again, start working on yourself to find closure. And you have to create peace your own way. And whatever that means, getting back into the things you used to love to do that you stopped, that you neglected when you were talking to this person. Go, for example, for me, like I stopped dancing. Why? Why did I stop dancing? Because I was so busy giving energy to someone that didn't fucking deserve it. So get back on your fucking shit, bitch. Get back on your shit. Lock the fuck in. Go to the gym. The gym is fucking great. Let me just say that I'm on a journey right now where I am putting all of my anger, all of my emotions into the gym. And I'm going to say it right now. I've never felt better. And I'm so excited to stunt on these hoes. But no, for real. Like, you get back into the things that you used to do. Go out with your fucking girlfriends. Go out for drinks. Just like have a paint and sip. Whatever the fuck you want to do that makes you feel fucking good. And I also wanted to say that when people are constantly leaving your life, okay, I've only had two instances where this has happened to me, okay, and I'm like, not a lot, but enough for me to become self-aware of this. I also talk to ChatGPT very often. They are my fucking best friend. So they tell me a lot of these things. And ChatGPT also tells me I'm very self-aware. So love that. But I want to say that you are not hard to love. You are not hard to love, okay? They were just the wrong person to show you how. And the people that are constantly leaving your life, it's not a reflection of you. It's not a reflection of your worth. And it's not saying that you're hard to love. Your standards are so fucking high that no man can deal with it. No, you are perfect the way you are, okay? This person is just, they can't handle it. And they are showing you that they are not the person for you. When someone comes into your life and they can, I don't like even using the word handle because like, you don't even have to handle anything. When someone comes into your life, they will not like complain about anything that you are doing because it will not be hard for them to deal with you. So I went through like this rabbit hole like the other week where I'm like, bro, people are leaving my life for what? Am I that much of a fucking asshole? Am I that much of a fucking like bitch where I can't even, people are constantly leaving my life and not caring? My thing is like, the people that have left my life, the relationships that have left my life, it's almost as if that they don't really cared or they never really cared in the first place. And that's what stings for me, at least, because again, I don't get like a closure. I don't get like a, oh, by the way, like it's not you, it's me. No, that has not happened to me. It's always been like a straight cut ghost or whatever the fuck. And yeah, I have fucking abandonment issues from that now, bitch. Like, it fucking sucks and it's scary and it feels like I'm doing something wrong when I'm not. And it feels like I can't fucking maintain any relationship in my life because I'm such a idiot or I'm such like a mess or no one can handle me or like I'm not worth like anyone. No. Rewire your brain into thinking that you are not hard to love. This person was just showing you that they cannot love you the way that you need to be loved. And I feel like that is so important. So I did want to really, really say that. And I do want to talk about dating because dating, first of all my friends, my managers, everyone tells me to get out there. And I'm like, first of all, like I said in the beginning, I don't really care to get to know anyone because I am so like, instead of pointing the arrows out at everyone, every new man that comes into my life, every new person that comes into my life, I'm redirecting those arrows towards myself because I'm like, I can give so much love to people. I can give so much effort to people. Why am I not able to give that effort and love towards myself? It's actually fucked when you think about it. So I am like, I don't even care for a man in my life right now. I am focused on like giving myself the most love I can. Just a little disclaimer if you were ever thinking about what I'm up to. That's what I'm up to, bitch. My self-love journey. But dating doesn't always need to have a purpose. I feel like everyone starts dating, oh, I need to find my, especially if you're a little bit older and like there's a stigma of a timeline of, okay, you have to get engaged, you have to have a baby, you have to all this stuff, where I feel like you're kind of almost pressured into dating and you're almost pressured into finding the one. But dating is supposed to be fun. Dating is supposed to be something of self-discovery, I feel like. I feel like dating, which I need to do more because I have so much like to discover within myself still. Like I don't go on dates. I don't go on dates because again, I don't care to know about people. But again, I'm starting to realize that it's not even about that. It's about learning more about myself, what I love, what I don't love, what I want in a man, what I definitely don't want in a man. Like those things are important. So then when someone does come into your life, you're not stuck for 5 months in this fucking talking stage where you're trying to figure out if you like this person or not. They do one thing. They do one red flag where you know already that you don't fucking fuck with. And you're like, I'm done with you. And it's just quick. You don't fucking like keep it for 5 months because you don't know exactly what you want and what you like. You know what I mean? And like your worth. So I feel like dating, it doesn't have to have a purpose. It is a form of self-discovery, in my opinion. And yeah, like I said, the pressure to find your person ruins the entire fun of dating. And yeah, like I feel like also it strengthens you. Like dating strengthens you because you're going to slowly, I'm not there yet, but because I haven't fucking went on dates. I haven't went on dates, so I don't fucking know how to do this stuff. That's why I'm saying it's very important and I'm going to start doing it. I promise. I'm going to start doing it. But it's important because I feel like, what was I fucking saying? When you meet someone and you know right off the bat, for example, like, I don't like this about them. I know they can't treat me right. Or this is a red flag that I found from this person that I went on a date with that I'm not fucking with. Things like that. Say you get into a relationship or whatever, or for example, you see that one red flag, you cut it off from there, great. Say you don't and you keep going on with this person, I just feel like to rewire your brain in a way where they didn't leave you or you're not leaving them, and it's not like this like whole sad thing, but this person is making you level up, which I feel like very important. My situationship that just ended, right, is making me level up. And again, I am sad about it. I'm not going to sit here and be like, fuck you, ba-da-da-da-da. I'm sad about it. A piece of my heart hurts because I was so close with this person. But everything happens for a reason. That's cringy. It's corny. But I truly believe in that shit. And I feel like that experience has made me learn so much. That experience actually led me to sit here and fucking talk about this subject. Because who fucking knew I could have a serious conversation with you guys? Like every single episode of my podcast has been funny, jokes. We talk about serious things here and there, yes, but I feel like I've never sat down with a straight fucking face and like talked about real shit that I feel like so many people are struggling with, which so many of you guys asked me questions, which we'll get to in the end. But yeah, that situationship that happened to me, I'm grateful for it. It sucks, yes, but I'm grateful for it because now it made me level up. I'm so focused on myself. I could not say that more because I'm so focused on, what am I doing in the morning? Gym? Okay, go to the gym, come back home, fucking grind your content, do what you have to do, do things that make you feel fucking good, get back into dancing, get back into your hobbies, start a new hobby. I've always wanted to start DJing. I don't think I've ever talked about that ever. I've always wanted to learn how to mix music. And I remember as a kid, and we're going off topic here a little bit, as a kid, I literally used to download those DJ apps, like that you would pay like $4 for. So I used to use my mom's like credit card and like buy a $4 DJ app and mix music. Obviously, it's not the same as like an actual soundboard, I think it's called, mixboard, I don't know. But yeah, I used to love that shit. Music speaks to me in a way where I don't know, I just feel so good when I listen to music that I love. And I think that comes from the years of dancing. And yeah, I just love the way music makes me feel. I do want to get into that. Why the fuck not? So if you see that journey on TikTok, clock it, because I really want to buy like a mixing thing. Like I really want to actually do it. But anyways, I want to get into practicing self-love through all of this. We actually sped through a lot of this, which I'm actually glad. But this is probably the most important part of this entire episode, self-love. I know everyone talks about self-love, but no one really knows how to achieve it. And I think self-love is a form of, it is a form of protecting your peace. And there's like this huge stigma of like, I can't end the relationship first, or I can't block them first. I can't like mute their calls. Why the fuck not? Why can't you? You are protecting your peace. Why the fuck can't you? Like, I don't know. Everyone has this thing where like, I can't block them first because then they're going to think that I still care. No, this is your Instagram. This is your phone. This is what you go on every single day. If looking at a post that they posted, if looking at, you know, notes, if looking at stories, if that makes you upset, if that makes you feel some type of way, mute that shit, block that shit. That is okay. It's not being petty. I used to think that blocking people, this is not, was being petty. It's not. It's a form of protecting your peace. And I think that is so okay. If it makes you feel at all a little bit weird seeing something that they're doing, remove that from your phone. This is your phone. This is not their phone. You are allowed to see whatever the fuck you please on your phone that you fucking pay for, the apps that you fucking pay for. So don't be afraid to mute, to block the people that you don't want to see. And again, don't be afraid to walk away from a relationship that doesn't fulfill you anymore. Don't be afraid to stay silent, which is what I did so many times. I let people walk all over me. I let people cross my boundaries for what? Literally for what? Do not stay silent. Silent. Do not stay silent and speak up to people when they're crossing your boundaries. I feel like that's very, very important. And what the freak is up, guys? Sorry to interrupt in the middle of your episode, but I want to tell you guys, I've done something for my day one supporters. I'm wearing it right now. Yes, Not So Silent hoodies are available, guys. I did not make a lot of these, okay? There's a limited quantity, so do what you will with that information. But also, if I like see someone like on the streets wearing the sweater, like I will literally come up to you and kiss you. Link is in the description, but continue on with the episode. I love you. I have like a little quote here. Loving yourself means not settling for the bare minimum, even when you're lonely. And I feel like that's so low-key deep because loneliness is like a part of life that we all go through, like being alone. I usually feel alone when I'm in bed at nighttime. Like I'm always like, that's the time where like my brain starts like going and going and I'm like thinking about so many things. It's hard for me to sleep sometimes because I'm thinking about like not just like being alone, but like about all the things that I have to do. My mind just always starts racing at night. Let me know if you're also like that. But I swear my brain doesn't fucking work during the daytime, right? Right when I'm about to sleep, it starts fucking turning. But I feel like, again, it's your standards. Like do not stay with someone because you are lonely. Do not stay with someone that is showing you red flags, that is showing you that, you know, they really don't give a fuck about you just because you crave that connection and companionship. And I talked about this earlier. And the main thing, the most important thing is reclaiming your power after giving too much. And for example, like me, when I start liking someone, fall in love, whatever it is, I get attached to that person. And I show effort in so many ways. I love in so many ways. And reclaiming that power back means to not fucking do that ever again. And just like not giving energy to things that don't need it. Like, you know, what is the point of going back? For example, if you're fighting with your ex, if you're fighting with someone that you are basically chasing to stay in your life, what is the point of that? Just think about it. And I know it's hard to think about it because when you're in the moment, you're kind of seeing red. You're seeing red and you're kind of just like, okay, like, fuck you, da-da-da-da-da, like, which is me. I am very, one thing about me is I am very reactive. I react on emotion. I don't react on logic. And I'm very aware of that and I'm working on that. But I used to be very bad, used to be very reactive, used to say things that I didn't mean. Now I catch myself in that sometimes, which is great. That means like I'm on the process, I'm on the journey of, you know, healing that part of me. But it's still, sometimes it happens. But again, you're giving all of this energy and emotion, being reactive and, you know, showing so much emotion for what? Like, I feel like the most powerful thing that you can do is just be silent. And I've been really on my podcast game lately. I've been watching Mel Robbins. I used to watch her for a while. She talks about this thing that you, if you listen to podcasts, you probably know about it. It's called the Let Them Theory. It's basically, long story short, let people do whatever they fucking want. Like, if someone doesn't invite you out, let them. If someone fucking doesn't respond to your message, let them. If someone doesn't like your image and claim they support you, let them. Like, because I'm telling you right now, that is self-love right there. That alone is self-love, because you are not feeding. Why are you constantly trying to make someone understand how to treat you? Someone should know, okay? And even if they don't know, after one conversation of, hey, this is what I'm okay with, this is what I'm not okay with, respect my boundaries, cool. If they, you know, respond, great, great. But constant conversations about, you know, arguments, things like that, why are you going back and what is the point if they are not, they are, first of all, not in the place to understand, which that's fine. Everyone has different types of journeys. Everyone's on a different journey, right? So I'm not going to be like, whatever. But it's staying silent is your form of peace. It's protecting your peace. Because why are you going to constantly give energy to someone that doesn't reciprocate it, that doesn't really care? They don't care. You are putting so much focus onto this. You are putting so much, you know, focus on the fact that, like, you know, I have to change the way they treat me. I have to change their behaviors. Sometimes I have to fix their behaviors. You cannot fix people. You cannot heal people. And something that I had to learn that a lot of my friends told me is that you cannot make someone start healing either. Like, you can say so much to someone that is not in the position to heal and actually, like, you know, do the things that they need to do. It goes in one ear, out the other. So that's why I'm saying protect your peace by not saying anything. Like, stop with the 5-paragraph essays back and forth. When you're in an argument, stop. Just stop. Stop being so reactive. Stop being so emotional. Stop doing things off emotion. What I do, because I'm such a very reactive person, if someone says something to me, you know, bad or good, I will start seeing red, or I'll start overthinking, whatever it is. I need time to process that, okay? And that is okay. People that get mad, like, oh, you didn't send me a message, like, hello. No, because this is me. I need fucking time to process what you said, okay? And I know that if I send a message to you right now, it's not going to be based off logic. It's not going to be based off actual intellect. It's going to be based off my emotions. And I don't want to do that. That's not how civil, mature adults have a conversation. So something that I've had to learn is to take a step back and kind of process that. Take some days off, even. Like, you don't have to respond to someone right away. I don't understand that. Take as many days as you want. Obviously, you have to be respectful. Don't fucking ghost them. Don't take a month, you know, but take a few days if you need to kind of recalibrate and be like, okay, I felt the things I need to feel. I understand this. I reflected on it. This is what I have to say in a mature way. And I feel like I kind of touched on this before, which was so deep and I never talked about it before, but that how you are not hard to love, okay? Especially when people are rejecting you, when people are leaving your life. And something that used to, like, this is something that happened to me, like, oh my God, like, when I think about it, it's actually ridiculous. It's actually, like, I don't even want to say it because it's so stupid, but I'm going to say it. I was in Bahamas and with my family, and I was, like, you know, just, like, living life, whatever. And no guy was coming up to me, okay? And that sounds so ridiculous. Like, but I was internalizing that. I'm like, why is no guy coming up to me? Why is no guy asking for my number? Am I ugly? Like, do people not want to get to know me? Like, things like that. And I'm like, I'm sitting here now. I'm like, that is so fucking ridiculous. Why am I constantly focusing on men to come to me to ask my number for me to feel some sort of confidence? Like, that is actually, and some sort of worth. So I'm sitting here right now. I'm like, what the fuck was I on? Don't know. But shit like that happens. It's real and it happens to me all the time. And I feel like it's very important to sit down with yourself and kind of see the way you talk to yourself, especially after rejection and especially when someone leaves your life. For example, like this one guy, like I hit him up, like, and he wasn't really giving me anything. So I was just like, okay, this is weird. I've never put myself out there because again, I've been in a relationship for so long, for 7 years. So I haven't really been in the dating game. So rejection is new for me. It's new for me. And when men reject me, I'm like, I internalize and I'm like, why are you rejecting me? I must be ugly. I must be a piece of shit. I must, you know, all these things. Like I must not have a good body, which that I internalize so, so much. But what you have to do is, and this is so corny again, but it's something that I truly now live by. Rejection is just redirection in anything. Like even in life, like if you apply for a job, you don't get the job. That is just the universe, God, whatever you believe in, redirecting you into something better because that was not meant for you. Okay. And it's the same thing with men. If this guy rejects you, okay, cool. You were not meant for me and on to the next. So I used to internalize it a lot, but now I'm like, why? Like I know how great of a person I am. I need to stop with the seeking external validation from whatever it is. But yeah, and I just wanted to kind of like say one last thing about closure. You don't need closure from that person that hurt you. You don't need closure from that person that walked out on you, whatever it is. You need consistency to build up because at the end of the day, I keep saying self-love. It's hard to feel good. It's impossible to feel good when someone leaves your life. You feel like shit. Come on. We all feel like shit. Our self-esteem is at an all-time low. Our confidence is at an all-time low. But what you need to do to build that confidence up is consistency towards yourself. Get back into a routine. Go to the gym. Say, this is my thing. Confidence, people think confidence is about looks. It's about saying the things that you say you're going to do every single day. Get the fuck up, okay? Go to the gym. If you said the night before you're going to go to the gym, go to the fucking gym, okay? I didn't go to the gym this morning, but I'm self-aware of that. And I'm going to go home after this and I'm going to make up for that. But do the things you say that you're going to do, okay? Even if it's the littlest things, I'm not going to eat McDonald's today or whatever. I'm going to wake up and make my bed. Whatever it is, make sure you're doing that because that is what's going to build your confidence. That is what's going to build your self-esteem. Not how you look. Not getting Botox. Not getting filler. Not, you know, outside things. What you say to yourself is what's going to build your confidence, okay? And now I definitely want to get into some questions because you guys asked me. Okay, y'all asked me so many. There's a fluff in the air. My God, it's pissing me off. But you guys asked me so many motherfucking questions about dating, relationships, hookups, all that shit. I want to answer them. So first one, is it ever okay to get back with an ex? Okay. My thing is, I was looking at these questions last night because I was like, I just want to get a feel for what these questions are. And I don't really even know. Like I think there's a fluff on my face too. Oh, it was just hair. But this is my thing. With an ex, I have to know the context. And like, I feel like it is okay if it ended on good terms. I don't think it's okay. Well, okay, this is my thing. You can end off on bad terms and then also both go your separate ways and go through your healing journeys and come back together. And I think that's fine. And I've heard lots of stories where that has actually worked. And that second time that you guys have gotten together, that's actually led to marriage. That's led to kids. That's led to everything you've wanted and more. So I think it is definitely okay to get back with an ex in certain scenarios. Next question. How do you know when it's time to break up? So I kind of went through this. When it's time to break up, your gut feeling will know. Okay. And like women's intuitions is literally the most fucking important thing that we have. It's the most skillful thing that we have. We have to use it. If something feels off in a relationship, in a friendship, whatever it may be, don't fucking ignore it, please. Don't fucking ignore it because I'm telling you, and this has happened to me way too often where I've ignored gut feelings And it just always ends how I thought it was going to end. Like, don't ignore your gut. Trust your gut. Like, if you feel off, that is enough reason for you to leave that relationship. If you feel unsafe, that is a reason for you to leave that relationship. If you feel like you are walking on eggshells, that is a reason for you to break up, okay? Next question. What's the worst thing you've done after a breakup? I don't think I did anything bad. The only thing I will say is my ex of 7 years, I wrote him like a 15-page letter back in front. I don't even know. It was like trauma dumping. It was apologizing for things that I've done in the relationship. And now that I think about it, I used to say to my therapist, no, this is a form. This is going to help me heal. No, it was because he kind of left so quick and kind of like, you know, ghosted almost in a way. I was trying to find any way to get him to say something to me. And I think that was my last, my last form of getting him to say something to me. A fucking 15-page letter. Like, bitch, come on. And oh my God, I even I bought him. Okay. You know those what are those things that you stick onto your Crocs? You know the little fucking things that you put on your Crocs? So I bought those for him. I know, so random. And I never ended up giving them to him until we ended up breaking up, whatever. So I literally taped them. I taped them on the letter. I taped them on the fucking letter. And I was like, by the way, if you want them. He does not want them. But next question, how soon is too soon to start dating again? Same thing. It's kind of it goes off that last question. You will know if it's too soon. You need time to process, okay? You need time to, like I said, if it did end on good terms, great. If it ended on bad terms, great. But either way, you need time to process your emotions. You need time to process what has happened in that relationship. You need time to grieve the loss of them and the loss of yourself, who you were with them, because that was a big chunk of your life. And I feel like there's no timeline. There's genuinely no timeline. All I can say is that you will know deep down when you are ready to date. And I know I'm not ready to date because, no, I'm not still in love with people that I've been with. No, that's not the reason. But because I know I have so much work to do on myself, I am not at the best stage of my life where I know that I can get to. You know what I mean? And that's why I want to work so fucking heavily on myself, where I can get to the point of thinking about having an addition to my life, you know? Next question. Would you rather get back with an ex or never talk to them again? Never talk to them again. Yeah, there's no explanation there. Never talk to them again. Next question. Do you think it's possible to be friends with an ex? Okay, this one is cuckoo. Do I think it's possible to be friends with an ex? I'm leaning on no. I don't think it's possible to be friends with an ex just because there was so much chemistry. And even if it ended on good terms, I just feel like, how do you go back to that stage of being friends, of being friendly with someone when you guys literally were having sex? I just again, it's something that I don't think I can do. People can do it, which again, I applaud you for doing it because I can't fucking do it. It's hard. It's very, very hard. I tried doing it. It's very hard. It's hard to let go of that. It's hard to not have that chemistry when you see that person again. And maybe you can, if a lot of time went by, I feel like it could be possible, but I just think it's very, very hard. And you both need to be very mature. You both need to be very mature, and you both have had to have went through your healing processes to come back as friends. I feel like if one person went through the healing process, the other person didn't, it's not going to work at all. It's going to be a mess. And don't kid yourself and don't fool yourselves into let's be friends again. Without any sort of work that you've done on yourself. Don't think that's possible. Last question. What's one thing you regret doing in a past relationship? So I talked about the letter with my ex. Again, The reason I regret it is not because I regret what I said in the letter. It's because I regret my intentions. My intentions were I wanted him to say something to me. I wanted him to reach out to me. That was my deep intentions with that letter. I wasn't doing it for closure and I wasn't doing it to heal a part of myself. I was doing it because I wanted him to say something to me. And yeah, just chasing people that don't care to be chased in that form. And lowering my standards for someone just to feel some sort of connection and comfort, which again is normal because human beings, we crave compassion. We need connection in our lives. Like, it's normal. It is so, so normal to drop a lot of things to get that connection. But I'm here to tell you that that is not okay. So I regret doing that as well. Ignoring red flags. And just giving. I regret giving my all to someone that just doesn't reciprocate it in return. And I think that is probably the number one thing, is constantly doing that is so, so draining. So draining. And I talked about this before, to the point where you're losing yourself. By doing that so fucking much, you are losing yourself. And losing yourself is not fun. It's not fucking fun. You don't know who you are. And yeah, my standards right now, if you're wondering, they go above the fucking roof. They go above the fucking roof because I am not settling for anything else. I know my worth. I know what I need. And again, like I said, I'm not even looking for a man. I don't want a man. Like Rihanna said, I'm not looking for a man. Let's start there. I'm so fucking focused on myself and loving myself and going through my own journey, because this is my thing to end it off. Okay. There's so many ups and downs with hookups, breakups, relationships, whatever the fuck it is. At the end of the day, and this is why I even sat down here and wanted to talk about this. At the end of the day, the most important relationship is the one that you have with yourself. Like, the only person that you can depend on. No, it's not your mom. It's not your dad. It's not your best friend. It's you. You are the only person that you can depend on in this lifetime. Period. Period. Cut the commas. Because it's true. Like, you know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but like, literally, period. That fucking sentence, just period. But that's why it's so important to take time to love yourself, to stop pointing all those arrows that you point to other people, redirect them to yourself, love yourself, go through your self-love journey. It might suck and it might be lonely, but fucking do it. Because I'm telling you, at the end, when you reach that version of yourself that you are so content with, you will not give a fuck about anyone else around you. And that's how you need to be. You cannot lower yourself for any person ever again. And you won't. You won't, because you are going to feel like that bitch. Okay. And as you should, but yeah, a few other points. Nothing's permanent. If you're going through heartbreak right now, it's not going to last forever. Time heals and you are going to be okay. Just please don't distract yourself with other things. Don't distract yourself with other boys, hookups. Truly sit in your feelings, cry it out, scream into your pillow, go to therapy, do whatever you need to do to heal. Get to the best version of yourself. And I'm telling you, you will look back at that old version of yourself and be like, wow, I don't even recognize who I was with them or who I was a year ago. And that's the goal. Anyways, that is literally the end. That's a fire fucking note to end the podcast on. But that was a really good episode. I really went off, I think. Let me know if you guys like these type of episodes. I definitely want to do them more. I genuinely really fucking love them. So I hope you guys do too. But yeah, that's going to be it. I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.